It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Saudi Arabia faces increasing international backlash after the disappearance of a journalist in Istanbul earlier this month who was last seen entering the Saudi consulate there. Investigators from Turkey believe Jamal Khashoggi was killed at the hands of the Saudi regime, a claim that's being denied by the Saudi king. Now President Trump is weighing in and is sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet with the king. A reporter brings us up to speed on the unfolding situation, the American response, and what's at stake here. Michael Hirsch is a senior correspondent at Foreign Policy. Michael, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
At the core of all this is journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing earlier this month after a visit to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. What do we know about this disappearance?
Well, it's been something of a mystery in the 2 weeks since he disappeared, but just yesterday there were some developments. CNN first reported, and other news outlets joined in, that the Saudis are now considering acknowledging that Khashoggi died during an interrogation at the consulate in Istanbul. Previously, they had simply said that he had left, and they didn't know where he was, and this seems to be the result of 2 weeks of intense international pressure on the Saudi regime.
Well, allegations flying against the Saudi government, especially from Turkey. What response have we had from members of the Saudi government so far on this?
Well, up until yesterday, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who has basically become the de facto ruler of the country, has been saying that they had no, involvement whatsoever in the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi. Jamal Khashoggi had been a critic of bin Salman. He had written articles in the Washington Post questioning whether bin Salman was gradually becoming a tyrant. Many critics said that the Crown Prince had launched the most fierce crackdown on dissent of any Saudi ruler ever. Then what happened was Khashoggi went into the consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd and never came out. It was for the simplest of reasons. He wanted to get some official papers to get married. And since then, all we've heard from the Saudis is they had no idea what happened to him. But again, that changed yesterday when suddenly reports came out that the Saudis were prepared to admit that he had died during an interrogation at the consulate.
Well, to be clear, Khashoggi is not a U.S. citizen, and his disappearance occurred far from American soil. So just why has this case become such a political hot potato for the United States?
Well, I think partly it's because even though he's not a citizen, he is a permanent resident of the United States. He has written for the Washington Post. And is a journalist. And even Donald Trump, the president, said the other day, and of course Trump has been very critical of the media, that this is outrageous, that that something like this should happen to a reporter, that a reporter or a journalist should be killed for publishing his opinions. So this has created widespread international outrage. And a major conference that Mohammed bin Salman was hosting next week has seen a lot of high-profile figures pull out of it, including many Wall Street banks, major media organizations that were sponsoring it. So this has become a huge embarrassment for the Crown Prince.
Excuse me. Let's talk about the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. How close are our diplomatic and economic ties?
Well, it's always been a relationship of, mutual dependency. The Saudis get U.S. defense protection. We get oil. The Trump administration has deepened that relationship by lining up the Saudis with Israel against Iran. And, of course, President Trump has taken a very hard-line stance against Iran, having pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. So there's a great deal of mutual need there, and I think the relationship does survive this. But it has become really impossible in the face of these outrageous allegations of murder and for the crown prince of Saudi Arabia to continue normal relations. And so that's why I think we're seeing now the Saudis, realizing their back was up against the wall on this, are now trying to find an off-ramp, if you will, trying a way out of the crisis by admitting that they were interrogating Khashoggi but did not intend to kill him.
Michael Hirsch is a senior correspondent at Foreign Policy and is joining us to talk about the situation with Jamal Khashoggi, who apparently now we think died in a Saudi interrogation room in Istanbul. During a televised interview with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes on Sunday night, President Trump was asked if he'd commit to sanctions or cutting sales of military equipment to Saudi Arabia from America companies if Saudi Arabia was found to be guilty here. And I think we have a bit of that exchange. Let's play that.
So would you cut that off?
I tell you what I don't want to do. Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. And you know what? There are other ways of punishing.
So, Michael, do you have a sense of what the president is talking about here in terms of what that punishment could entail?
Well, he has not made clear what his response would be, other than to say he doesn't want to, eliminate that arms deal. Although the $110 billion arms deal that he often refers to is not really all that it's cracked up to be. Many of the contracts haven't been signed yet. But nonetheless, it is a lucrative relationship. It was negotiated, that deal was, by Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. So the president is obviously not willing to throw that overboard. But meanwhile, Congress, and this is a bipartisan effort, is pushing Trump to invoke the Magnitsky Act, under which the U.S. can sanction human rights violators. And in this case, it would be Mohammed bin Salman and his top officials in the Khashoggi case. So I think we're going to see a bit of a struggle here between the White House and Donald Trump, who is reluctant to sanction the Saudis, and Congress and people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, who want to do so.
Well, and the president has asked Saudi Arabia to increase its oil production to help bring down the price of oil. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia has hinted that any action taken by the U.S. against the country would be met with a greater action, which some are interpreting to mean a surge in oil prices, which economically would not be good for the United States. Do you think that's the implication here?
Well, that is the one piece of leverage the Saudis have always had as the leaders of OPEC. I think that's probably why there is going to be this negotiated solution whereby the Saudis will admit some guilt and that surge in oil prices will not happen. I mean, the Saudis don't really want to do that either, believe me.
On Monday, the president announced he was sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and in fact, he has gone to meet with Saudi King Salman and investigate what may have happened. How much international pressure is there on America to get to the bottom of this?
A great deal. I mean, also yesterday, Britain, France, and Germany came out with a statement condemning Mohammed bin Salman. So essentially, the Saudis have been entirely isolated, and Trump finds himself somewhat isolated on this issue, which is why I think that as the days went by, initially last week, Trump was sort of echoing the Saudi line, saying, well, we don't know what happened to him. By the time of his 60 Minutes interview on Sunday, he was saying that there would be, quote unquote, severe punishment if it turned out to be true that Khashoggi was deliberately murdered. So I think that both Trump and the Saudis are now looking for a way out of this situation. And I would be surprised if Trump did not sign on to the Saudi, quote-unquote, confession that's about to come out, where they say they didn't intend to kill him, but he died during interrogation. I think you'll probably see President Trump back up that line of explanation.
We got about 30 seconds here, Michael. Regardless of what happens, is this going to make us take a closer look at how the United States does business with Saudi Arabia?
One would hope so. Mohammed bin Salman had billed himself as the great reformer. He had charmed not only Donald Trump, but many people in the Western media, American media. And it turns out that that was just, you know, the pleasant face of a very, very severe regime, which is cracking down on dissenters right and left, and is not really reforming socially in any way at all. So I hope that that is one result.
Okay. Michael Hirsch, senior correspondent at Foreign Policy. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm John Munson. This program is being broadcast on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.